Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath from God is a gift. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. As Ms. Zeta says when she does announcements, let's take a deep breath of hope, a deep breath of peace, and a deep breath of courage. Thank you. We'll pray the Lord's Prayer together now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'll be reading today from Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17 from the NRSV. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. When Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today I wonder, when was the last time somebody called you beloved, if they've ever called you beloved? And I wonder how Jesus felt to be called loved and know that he was loved that way. So I wonder what it's like to be loved that way. As we wrap our time together, we'll say our liturgy. As we heard yesterday, liturgy is a fancy word that means a public show of prayer or worship. A lot of times, liturgies are said together during worship, kind of like how we say the Lord's Prayer each week at Highland. Our liturgy words come from the blessing words we use at Highland. I'll say a line that you can repeat it back to me. Eventually, we'll have it all memorized. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my heart know God's love.
May my heart know God's love.
May my hands serve others.
May my hands serve others.
May my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
Receive this benediction. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.